you happy with your present life? Why not be born again by repenting of your sins and giving your heart to the Lord Jesus? He loves you more than words can express. Jesus says this about His Heavenly Father, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but will have everlasting life." The title of this message is, Why the Blood? Why the Blood? The close of this message, I'm going to give you an opportunity to make the greatest decision a spiritually lost person can ever make. That is the decision to repent of your sins and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith. Today's your date with destiny. You've been putting this decision off for some time now. Christ has been speaking to you. The Holy Spirit's been drawing you to Jesus. And today, don't put Him off any longer. Don't reject Him. This could be your last chance to accept Christ before you step out into the ceaseless ages of eternity. Why the blood? Our text for this message is found in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. "And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. Without shedding of blood, there is no remission." Would you pray with me? Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, I praise your holy name that before the foundation of the world, you knew that we would be here today. Father, I'm aware of the assignment that is before me. Empty me of myself and fill me with nothing but your mighty, powerful Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Lord, may not one word leave my tongue, but that it does not first come from thee to me. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Why the blood? Hebrews 9:22 explains one simple truth. Without the shedding of blood of the Lord Jesus on the cross at Calvary, there could be no forgiveness for the sins of mankind. Before Jesus came to earth to live and to die on that cross at Calvary for your sins and my sins and the sins of the world, people sacrificed animals to God. It was their way of showing God they wanted to be in right relationship with Him. It is known as the Old Covenant. But God changed everything when He sent His Son Jesus to die on that cross at Calvary for our sins. Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20, Jesus states, "And He took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them saying, 'This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Likewise, He also took the cup after supper saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood which is shed for you.'" Blood is not something that we like to discuss as human beings unless we're a little bit strange. Lately, I've been seeing many dead animals on the highways. Their blood is spilled out all over those roads. It is a very grotesque sight. For me personally, I'm so repulsed by the sight of blood that I have a difficult time giving blood when I go to the doctor for a blood test. I turn my head. I don't like to watch that nurse as she draws my blood. But the blood of Jesus cleanses all of our sins. Praise His holy name today. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11, the Bible states, "But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with His own blood. He entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" The human body cannot exist without blood. Our blood has oxygen in it. And without oxygen, no living cell can survive. Without a specialized system of oxygen to transport to cells, no complex multicellular organism such as man could exist. Our red blood cells are basic requirements for health and for life itself. And so it is with a man called Jesus. He shed His pure, sinless, spotless blood on the cross at Calvary. And in essence, he was saying with his arms open wide, for all you do, my shed blood is just for you. Why the blood? God made a new covenant with man. And when a covenant was made in the Bible, something had to die to seal it. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 and 16. And for this reason, he's the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. Jesus was chosen by God to be crucified on the cross at Calvary to seal the new covenant. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10, the Bible says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He's put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, you shall see his seed. He shall prolong his day, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. It pleased God to literally crush his son Jesus. Why would a father be pleased to see the blood of his only son spilled out? Because Jesus died for every sin that has ever been committed. He died for every sin that is being committed now. And he died for every sin that will be committed in the future. God means what he says, and he says what he means. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, but if we walk in the light, as he, meaning Jesus, is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Why? The blood. Blood is mentioned 460 times in God's Word in the Bible. 14 times in the New Testament, Jesus spoke of his own blood. Why did he speak about his blood? The great international evangelist Billy Graham states, and I quote, because by the shedding of his blood, he accomplished the possibility of our salvation. He paid the penalty for our sin and redeemed us, meaning he bought us back. The penalty for our sin and rebellion is death. Jesus stepped out of heaven, Dr. Graham states, and he said, I'll take your death. Jesus voluntarily laid down his life, and he took the penalty we deserve. He states that's what the cross is all about. The blood of Jesus Christ not only redeems us, but it justifies us. Being justified means more than being forgiven. I can say that I forgive you, but I can't justify you. God not only forgives the past, but he clothes you in righteousness as though you had never committed a sin, yet it cost the blood of his son on the cross. End of quote. Have you ever sinned? The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5, verse 17, all unrighteousness is sin, and there's sin not leading to death. And then the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9, fools mock at sin, but among the upright there is favor. The Bible also tells us in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We are born sinners. We have inherited the sin nature of Adam and Eve, the first man and the first woman created by God. They disobeyed God. They were in paradise. They were in perfection in the Garden of Eden, and they disobeyed God, and they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which God had forbidden them to eat from. And because of their disobedience, all mankind is born into sin. No one is born a Christian. No one is born a child of God. We are born sinners. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 26, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. That word propitiation means to reconcile, to conciliate, to be made right. The shed blood of Jesus on the cross is God's way for us to get to him. Praise his holy name that he was willing to die for sins that he could not and did not commit. John 14, 6, Jesus states, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In essence, Jesus was saying, for all you do, my shed blood is just for you. Why the blood? That blood is for you. That blood is for me. And today is your day of salvation. Today is the day for you to accept the blood that Jesus shed on the cross at Calvary for your sins. Don't put him off any longer. Eternity is way too long to be wrong. Why the blood? The song states, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Have you allowed the blood of Jesus to cleanse your dirty, filthy, rotten sins? Today is the day for you to make this decision. It is the greatest decision that a spiritually lost person can ever make in their life. Don't put it off any longer. God loves you. And He's drawing you through the power of the Holy Spirit to His Son Jesus today. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The blood of Jesus was pure blood because Jesus never sinned in this life as we do because He was God in the flesh. He was perfect. He's sinless. He's 100% God. He is 100% man. And He loves you and He loves me. And He does not want us to have to live without Him here in this temporary life as we know it today. And He doesn't want us to live without Him forever in eternity in heaven. John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus states, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You see, once we repent of our sins and accept Christ as our Lord and Savior by faith, we are righteous in the eyes of God. He loves us. He cares for us. He wants us to be right with Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, the Apostle Paul states, for He made Him, meaning Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. When people taunted Jesus, He did not taunt them in return. When He suffered, He uttered no threats, and He kept entrusting Himself to the One who judges righteously, His Heavenly Father. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in His mouth, who, when He was reviled, did not revile in return. When He suffered, He did not threaten, but committed Himself to Him who judges righteously, who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Talk about pure. Never has a man, never has a woman existed who was as holy and as pure as the Lord Jesus. The greatest man who ever lived looked each of us in the eye as He was dying on the cross at Calvary for our dirty, filthy, rotten, wretched sins. And He was saying in essence to all of us, for all time immemorial, for all you do, my shed blood is just for you. Why the blood? Have you ever been washed in the pure blood of the Lord Jesus? It is our human nature to have bad, sinful blood in us because we've inherited the sin nature of Adam and Eve. And the only way that we can be cleansed and washed by the pure blood of Jesus is to repent. Repent means to ask Christ to cleanse you and forgive you of your sins, and to turn from your sins, change your mind about your sins. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, repent and be converted, that your sins will be blotted out when the times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. I don't understand everything that I'd like to understand about spiritual transformation. I just know that when I hit my knees and I repent and I ask Christ to cleanse me and forgive me for my sins, He cleanses me and He forgives me for all of my sins, just as if I'd never ever sinned. Praise God today that the precious, spotless, pure blood of the Lord Jesus cleanses all of our sins when we truly repent. Have you repented? I'm going to give an opportunity in just a moment to repent and ask Christ to cleanse you and forgive you of all of your sins. You've been thinking about this matter of conversion for some time now. Eternity is way too long to be wrong. Don't put this decision off any longer. Today is the day for you to make Christ your Lord and Savior by faith. Yes, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:22, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission. When one becomes transformed by the blood of Jesus, it's like all of our blood is new, because we have a new heart transformed by the power of God. A blood transfusion, a spiritual blood transfusion, if you will. Because of the shed pure blood of the Lord Jesus on the cross at Calvary, your old dirty and sinful blood is new. It's clean blood. It's called being washed in the blood of the Lamb. No matter what you've done in your life, no matter what you're doing right now, when you repent and ask Christ to cleanse you and forgive you of all of your sins, He will cleanse you and forgive you just as if you had never ever sinned. God loves you. No matter what type of blood you have in you, He loves black people. He loves white people. He loves Asian people. He loves Native American people. He loves the people in the Middle East. He loves the people in the whole world. The blood of His Son Jesus cleanses, washes all of your sins, just as if you had never ever sinned. And I praise God today that we can be saved by the wrath of God. We can be saved from the wrath of God by the blood that Jesus shed on that cross at Calvary. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, but God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Lord Jesus, said this when he saw Jesus coming in the distance in John chapter 1, verse 21. The Bible says this in John 1:29. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus came to take away the sins of the world. Will you repent of your sins and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior by faith today? What is faith? Faith is believing, even though we cannot see. We believe in God, even though we cannot see. The Bible tells us that no man has ever seen God. But we must trust in Him and believe in Him by faith. Ephesians 2:8-9, the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Grace is God's love for you and for me that we do not deserve. And because of His love for you and for me that we do not deserve, and our faith in Him, we can be saved. You can't save yourself. I can't save you. Only Jesus can save you today. Make that decision today to repent of your sins and trust Christ completely with all of your heart, with all of your life today. He'll never let you go and He'll never let you down. He'll never ever forsake you. You see, heaven and hell are real places for real people. Almighty God gives every person a choice when they're alive to accept His Son Jesus or to reject His Son Jesus. If you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith, He will walk with you all along life's way. And then when you leave this temporary life as we know it today, you will live with Him forever in heaven. What is heaven like? The Bible tells us, streets of gold, gates of pearl, walls of jasper. There's no sadness, no sickness, and no suffering in heaven. No one will ever die in heaven. No one will ever cry in heaven. Everything is perfect. Everything is complete. We're going to have a beautiful, new, glorified body in heaven. There will be no mental illness in heaven. No alcoholism in heaven. No drug addiction in heaven. No more funerals in heaven. No more cancer in heaven. It's perfect. It's complete. It is paradise, Jesus tells us. I'm going to be there. Will you be there with me one sweet day? If you know Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith, if you've truly repented and turned from your sins, then you're going to be in heaven one day. And then the other place that you go when you leave this temporary life as we know it today is called hell. You reject Christ, you live forever in the place called hell. Neither God nor His Son Jesus sends anyone to hell. Your rejection of Christ as your personal Lord and Savior by faith sends you to hell. God allows you the awesome freedom to make the choice to accept Jesus or to reject Jesus. And if you reject Jesus and you leave this life, and you will one day, because the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment, you'll live forever in that place called hell. What is hell like? The Bible tells us it's a lake of fire. It's outer darkness. It's so dark you cannot see the end of your finger at the tip of your nose. You're punished in hell for the degree of evil that you've done in this temporary life as we know it today, just as you're rewarded in heaven for the good that you do in this life as we know it today, after you're converted to faith in Jesus Christ. Outer darkness, a lake of fire, eternal punishment. You're eternally separated from God and from man in the place called hell. You will not party hardy with your friends there. So many laugh and make fun of hell. Always say all the time. You're all alone. No one can get to you, and you can't get to anybody. And you're begging, you're pleading for God to just give you one more chance, just one more chance to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith. And He will not do it because He will not hear you. Accept Christ today. He loves you. He's waiting on you with His arms open wide. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, that I saw a great white throne, and Him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, the small and the great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to their works, by the things which are written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You see, once you repent of your sins and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith, the Lord Jesus Himself writes your name down in His book in heaven. That book is called the Lamb's Book of Life. And when He writes your name down there, no one can ever erase it. No one can ever take it away, because you are eternally secure in Christ and in Christ alone. If Almighty God would allow me to roll back the spiritual veil between earth and hell today and deliver this message into the pits of hell, everyone there would accept it as truth. They would ask Jesus to be their Lord and their Savior by faith. The problem with that is that God is not going to allow this to happen. It is too late to be born again when you die and go to the place called hell. Today is the day for you to make this decision, the greatest decision that a spiritually lost person can ever make. The Holy Spirit has been drawing you to His Son Jesus for some time now, perhaps even months and many years. The circumstances of your life have come in upon you like a flood, and you're miserable, and you've lost everything and everybody in your life. And yet Jesus is saying to you, I love you today. I'm doing everything that I can to get your attention today. Please, please, He's saying to you, don't reject me one more time. This could be your last chance to accept Christ today. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, for He says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. There's no time like the present time. Don't put this decision off any longer. Eternity is way too long to be wrong. Heaven is paradise. Hell is eternal misery. It is glorious and all light in heaven. It is dark and doom and damnation forever in the place called hell. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, the Lord Jesus states, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you can be saved. For with your heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you believe in the biblical and historical fact of the life, death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, you can become a Christian. You can be saved. You can be transformed by the power of God. You can be changed. You can be born again, meaning born from above. Today is your date with destiny. Today is the day for you to give your heart and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ with all that is within me. He loves you today, and I plead with you to give your heart to Him. The Bible says in Romans 10, 13, for whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. All you have to do right now today is to call on the name of Jesus, and He will cleanse you and forgive you of all of your sins, just as if you had never, ever sinned. Because Jesus died on that cross for you. When He died on that cross, He was holding His loving arms open wide, and He's saying, for all you do, my shed blood is just for you. Why? The blood is for you. Right there where you are right now, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you stop right now. And I want you to pray with me right now. Just between you and Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. I know that you died on the cross for me. I repent. I turn from all my sins. Please forgive me. I now accept you as my Savior, and I follow you as my Lord. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and save me, I pray. I give to you, sweet Jesus, complete control of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Give me the peace that I have been saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. You've been cleansed and forgiven of all of your sins. Your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven by the Lord Jesus Himself. It will never be erased. I have some materials that I want to send to you to help you in your new walk with Christ. You write to me today and let me know of your great decision. And be sure and get involved in a good, balanced, Bible-believing church in the community where you live, and ask your pastor to baptize you. God bless you. I love you.